Hi guys, I'm Tara Ostro. I'm the team nutritionist for the New York Giants. And right now I'm going to be talking about hydrating properly. So for a hydration overview, hydration majorly impacts performance. So even a 1% dehydration will decrease performance. A 2%, just to give you an idea, will decrease performance by 10%. A 3%, which is so little, can decrease performance by 30%. So hydration should start as soon as you wake up. Next to your bed in the morning, you should have 16 ounces of water. You want to make sure that you're having another 16 ounces of water, so another bottle of water, as you're driving to the training facility. Don't wait until you feel thirsty. I know many of you heard this already, but if you feel even slightly thirsty, your body is past that point of dehydration. So how to hydrate optimally? There's three things that you need to do to make sure that you're getting in the right amount of fluid during the day. So first off, you want to make sure that you know exactly how much on average that your body needs a day to start. So that's 0.5 to 1 ounce per pound of body weight. Basically, I want you to be aiming for 1 ounce of body weight. So number two, in terms of hydrating well, you want to replenish fluid loss during exercise. So every pound that you lose during practice, during lift, during a game, you need to make sure you're getting in 20 ounces of water to replace that fluid loss due to sweat. Number three, in terms of hydrating well, you want to monitor your urine color. So we will be checking your urine as well for something called urine-specific gravity. That's going to give us an exact reading of where your hydration is, but what you can do on your own is check the color of your urine throughout the day. So timing of hydration is also important. What I was saying before, that pre-practice, pre-game time, in the morning, as soon as you wake up, have a bottle of water. On your drive to training, have a bottle of water. During breakfast, have some fluid, whether it's you're making a smoothie or that you're having a little bit of Gatorade, that you're having some water in the morning. During morning meetings that you're having, again, water. You should always be having a bottle with you at all times. And then before practice, you want to make sure that you're having about like one more size bottle about 15 minutes before, and then right before that you're also having a Gatorade Prime. Now, during exercise, during practice, during the game, during lift, you should also be hydrating. So it's not even what you're doing before and after, but it's what you're having during. During, though, it's important that you're having a sports drink as well as water. So sports drink, G2 is fine. It's giving you some carbohydrates that it's going to delay fatigue. So you're going to actually have more energy to get you through the rest of practice, the rest of lift. And then making sure to really rehydrate during halftime of a game. Hydration after practice, after a game, is really, really vital. So as soon as you're done with practice, as soon as you walk off the field, as soon as you're done with lift, that you're getting a protein recovery shake. Especially after the game too, you want to make sure that you're getting in a recovery shake. This is giving you carbohydrates, it's giving you protein, it's giving you electrolytes, it's giving you fluid, and it's giving you vitamins and minerals that are all going to help with that rehydration. And then again, as that reminder, checking your weight. So if you know that you lost 1 pound during practice, that you're getting in, again, that 20 ounces of water pretty soon after. Reminder with temperature, when it's hot and humid, you're more susceptible to heat exhaustion and cramping. So if you know that you're a cramper, or if you do end up cramping even for the first time, then you want to make sure that you talk to me about setting up a hydration plan for you, and I can recommend salt tablets and Gatorlytes to add to the Gatorade already. If you have any questions or if you want your own personal hydration plan and know exactly what you need, please talk to me and we can set up a plan together and make sure that you're getting in exactly the right amount throughout the day. And again, especially if you're a cramper, come and talk to me so we can make sure that we can prevent that from happening.